could see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the upcoming event that's happening in just 3 days. This Saturday, July 25th, this Saturday, LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. You can go there and get a ticket to come to the mountain and party with us. This is going to be a big party. We are going to have fun. We're going to have a blast. Ted Nugent is doing a fundraising concert for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties who choose to participate in this event. Now, this is very simple for you to do. If you want your county party to be cut in on the net profits from this event, go to the website, LibertyMountainUSA.com, and buy a ticket. Cliff Tellini, our Black Angus beef farmer in Nottoway, he can't go. He has to take care of his animals, take care of the hay that he is trying to recoup from. Buy a ticket. That will put your Presque Isle County Republican Party into the pot. We're from Antrim County. We have people buying tickets. Antrim County will be in. Officer Rick, you're on road patrol down there in Genesee County today. Go to the website and buy a ticket for this Saturday, even if you're not going to go. As a matter of fact, you can buy your ticket and give it away. But what you're going to do is you're going to put your Livingston County Republican Party into the sharing mix. Half of the net proceeds is going to go to the state party, the Michigan Republican Party. The other half of the net profits is going to go to the county parties. It is going to be a blast. The music, the gates, the events, everything start opening at 3 p.m. this Saturday. We will go until about 10:30. Ted Nugent's band's going to be there. Scott Page of Pink Floyd's going to be there. Other bands are going to be there. Comedians and then speakers. We have a guest VIP speaker that's coming from the Trump administration, and we don't know who it is just yet. I'm hoping and praying it's J.D. Vance. That would be awesome. But we'll have to wait and see. But you can help your county party simply by buying a ticket. And again, you don't have to go or give it away. Go to the website, LibertyMountainUSA.com, click on events, You'll see Ted Nugent, the flyer there, the countdown to the event, and buy a ticket. You'll ask for your name, your address. Based on your address, they'll know what county you're in, and your county party will benefit from the net profits of this event. This is going to be a party, and we are excited. Cannot wait to go there, hear the music, see everybody, get our pictures taken with all you guys, and just have a phenomenal party, one last party before the August 4th primary. We're excited. LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. Buy a ticket. Short break. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Well, the campaign finance reports came out this past week. And Chris Long, who is the grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, did some investigating into John James's campaign finance report. According to John James' campaign filing, John James has chosen to seek public funding for his gubernatorial campaign. That's right. The self-proclaimed, quote, fiscal conservative, end quote, wants public money to help finance his personal political ambition. Under Michigan Election Laws Program, gubernatorial candidates can receive $2 in public funds for every $1 in qualifying contributions, potentially collecting as much as $990,000 for the primary election alone. Yep, you heard that correctly. While we are constantly being told by James, big money supporters, that he is the candidate with the donors, the connections, and the financial machine necessary to win, not only on August 4th, but November 3rd. Well, if that's the case, then why is he reaching into the public treasury to fund his campaign? And this is not the first time taxpayers were promised one thing and received another. John James' family company benefited from nearly $2 million in state tax breaks through a Renaissance Zone agreement that required the company to invest $2 million and create 108 jobs at a Detroit project site. Well, the company failed to meet the job requirement. They took the money and didn't create 108 jobs. Now, John James wants public money to help finance his run for governor, while at the same time out there campaigning on the campaign trail, John James claims that he will eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. This is the man claiming he will protect taxpayers and responsibly manage Michigan's budget. John James talks like a fiscal conservative when he wants your vote. But whenever government money is available, he seems not far from the front of the line. He already took $2 million of our taxpayer dollars and failed to deliver the jobs. Now he wants you to bankroll his campaign for the job of deciding how the rest of our money gets spent. This is not a conservative, and it's certainly not grassroots. Well, then Chris provided a link. MI-BOE, which stands for Bureau of Elections, IntelliTrack.com/blah blah 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 blah. This thing goes on forever. Well, when you click on this long link from the Michigan Bureau of Elections campaign finance report, you'll see committee details. Chris provided a screenshot. Shows the name of the committee type, the candidate for office is governor, John James is the name, and it lists other information, his campaign treasurer, their address, et cetera, et cetera. The committee ID number, 0606046. John James for Michigan is the name of the committee. P.O. Box 51 in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Filed in Macomb County. Treasurer's name there along with an address in Warren, Michigan. Well, it goes on and shows screenshots of all this money that he's applying for. Matching funds. He raised $1, he gets $2. But Chris says, but wait, it gets even worse. The $2 million trap, that was a Trojan horse. Chris writes, as I revealed earlier, John James filed to seek public funding for his gubernatorial campaign. But public funding is not free money. If received, it comes with a $2 million total campaign expenditure cap for that election. Unless, very simply, a statutory exemption suspends it. That is not $2 million in public money plus unlimited private fundraising. Its $2 million ceiling is a total campaign spending, period. So ask yourself a very simple question. If John James is the fundraising powerhouse we are constantly being told he is, why is he seeking taxpayer funding and potentially placing his own campaign into a $2 million financial straitjacket? These stories do not match up. Either he has this massive donor network fundraising operation that we've been told, or his campaign needs public assistance and the restrictions that are attached to it. But both cannot be true at the same time. And you got to remember, folks, the primary election is not the real mission. The real mission of our candidate should be in defeating Jocelyn Benson in November. Chris Long goes on to say, James has already lost two, not once, but twice, statewide elections. Republicans cannot afford to nominate him again, only to deliver that his campaign was built to win a Republican primary, but not the governorship in November. We will not be able to defeat Jocelyn Benson with a nominee who accepts a $2 million general election spending cap. We will not have a candidate that will be able to beat the Democratic Party. We won't have a candidate that can beat organized labor. We will not have a candidate that will be able to beat millions of dollars that will come into the state from outside of Michigan for the November 3rd election. That money will be going to Jocelyn Benson. A campaign trapped under that ceiling would be forced to depend on the party, donors, and outside PACs to carry him across the finish line. Well, here is, according to Chris Long, the Trojan horse. Republicans are being sold that an unstoppable fundraising juggernaut, while the paperwork reveals a campaign seeking taxpayer assistance and accepting potentially devastating caps and restrictions on his campaign. The question is no longer whether John James can win the primary. The question is he building a campaign capable of defeating Jocelyn Benson? Or is this going to be merely another campaign capable of winning the nomination and then leaving the Republican Party and their voters holding the bag in November? This is a warning. This is a $2 million trap. This is a Trojan horse candidate. Then Chris Long provides another lengthy link through reading more about the Michigan public funds for campaigns and even gave a link to the statute. MCL 169.261. You have to understand, folks, this is a problem. if, in fact, he applies for and gets this public funding for his governor campaign, it comes with restrictions and caps. And bottom line, guess what? His campaign can only spend $2 million. That's it. $2 million for the November 3rd general election against Jocelyn Benson. This guy is a flawed, failed, fraud candidate running as a Republican when I don't believe John James is a Republican in any way, shape, or form. He was raised in a Democrat household. His father took government money to start their family business. They failed to provide the jobs, and yet he still got his hand out for more taxpayer dollars. Very well written, Chris Long. Greatly appreciate your commentary. And then he did put a disclaimer at the bottom. This communication is provided solely as personal political commentary and analysis. It does not constitute an endorsement of any candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary and should not be interpreted as an official statement by the Michigan Republican Party. This content was created independently, was not paid for or authorized by any candidate or candidate committee, and reflects only my personal opinion, observations, and conclusions. I speak and write solely by myself and not behalf of any organization, campaign, committee, candidate, or other individual. This content was created independently and was not paid for by any candidate or candidate committee. Very interesting. Congratulations, Chris, because I've been so busy, I have not had time to go through the campaign finance reports. I'm very pleased to see that you took the time to do it, and I appreciate the information. Folks, you need to share this with people that are going to be voting on August 4th for the gubernatorial primary election. What John James basically has committed here in this campaign finance report is that he is asking for public funding of his campaign, and it comes with a $2 million cap in total dollars that can be spent on his campaign. The $2 million from us, the taxpayers, would be the maximum his campaign could spend. You have to raise $1 for every $2 you get. This is very, very concerning. If John James wins the primary on August 4th, his hands will be tied in spending against Jocelyn Benson in November. Basically is what this is saying. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.